Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
From Rob Kent, are you sure Barry isn't saying that because he doesn't even know if he's going to be back next year? Good question by Rob Poe. Tone Master General.
I imagine he's operating as if he's assuming that he will be here, or, you know, what's the point otherwise?
Well, if we want to get existential about it, none of us know if we're going to be here next year. I mean, you know. I know that this isn't... to talk about this would be fruitless. Can we just play the back and forth here? Well, it's not even a back and forth. The thought partner explanation that Daryl asked a question, basically, like, have you ever seen Office Space? Like, what exactly does he do here? What exactly is Paul DiBattista's role? And, it's something I've been trying to figure out for, has he been here a decade? Damn near a decade. This is Daryl asking the question to Andrew Barry, and Andrew Barry's answer.
As you strategize to figure out a way to fix this, whether it's the roster, whether it's the salary cap, where does Paul DiBattista fit in this process? A lot of people still have questions about like what he does and the amount of weight he carries behind the scenes.
Yeah, I think you've heard me say before, Paul's an incredible thought partner. He has great executive experience across multiple sports. He's very smart, very empirical. He's a very valuable member of the organization.
Andrew sounds like me trying to explain why I was hanging out with the weed smoker across the street to my parents when I was 13.
Did you call him a thought partner?
I did.
Those guys are great thought partners.
They are great thought partners. There's a lot of things you think about. I mean, that time we were building model airplanes down that basement. Got that pot smoke going. There are a lot of different thoughts going out there, man. A lot of problems we were solving in the world at that time. I mean, that's what he sounds like. I still don't know what the guy does. But you know what? It's this simple where it's like, hey, don't take the focus off of Andrew here. Got to put the focus on Andrew. What can Andrew do to... I mean, a lot of people are looking towards the future here, and I don't know if that future includes him. What do you think he can do to save his job? I mean, is it as simple as winning football games? Like, if they all of a sudden turn it around, which, I mean, you can wish in one hand and you know what in the other, but if they're playing New Orleans, okay, New Orleans is a 2-17. Denver's got their head above water. They're not that great. You kind of got a buzzsaw waiting on you with a couple of these teams. But, you know, say they save a few of these games. So that's simple for Andrew?
No, it's not at all. I mean, I think I look at a 5-year track record of drafts. That's the first thing. Obviously, you have trades as well.
Yeah.
And he got off to the great start with the Amari Cooper trade. But overall, I thought the Elijah Moore trade was a disaster when they made it. I did not like it. I was in the minority. Everybody was to the point. People were so high on Andrew Barry at that point that they basically just accepted everything he did and thought it was going to be a great move.
It was an elixir for me, yes.
I did not like that move. Jerry Jeudy, I did not like that move, but not because I thought Jerry Jeudy was some terrible receiver, and he's not. He does good things, but I thought the opportunity cost of not getting that position figured out in the draft was going to be enormous. Yeah. And I still don't, man, if Jerry Jeudy is their number one wide receiver next year, I think you're in trouble. I think you've got one of the worst wide receiving cores in the league. That's just how I, and that's even if Tillman continues on what he's doing, I still think it's not a great wide receiving core because you need difference makers. You need guys that are total game changers. I see Judy and he just falls down when he catches the ball or just steps out of bounds. So those are the trades. The drafts, I think for me, the drafts speak for themselves. I think he has had average to below average drafts, you know, since day one in this league. And when you pay Myles Garrett, when you pay Deshaun Watson, when you commit this money to the offensive line, you need to strike gold in the draft. And I just don't think he's done it. JOK is a phenomenal selection. He's great. Outside of that, I'm just not seeing
what we keep hearing,
a bunch of huge value over. You gotta remember, it's not just can a guy play or not. You gotta compare it to other teams and their talent.
Yeah.
And we don't really do that. We don't really investigate the other GMs around the league and their players. But routinely, when I see teams up against us, like those NFC East teams, when we went through the gauntlet of that schedule, or the Raiders, I'm like, man, we're supposed to have
the bad teams.
We're supposed to have so much more talent, but yeah. I'm seeing their players I've never heard of do a lot better than our players that we obsess about.
The Raiders have actually turned firing guys at the end of October over the last 3 years into a tradition. Whether it be a head coach or an offensive coordinator, it's actually become a tradition for them. And I look back on that, I go, gosh, you lost to them. They're calling for Daboll's head over in New York. You lost to that football team. You were able to beat the Jaguars because it seems that Doug Peterson can't get out of his own way with the Jaguars. Okay, fine. That's another bad team. You got dismantled to begin the season because you weren't prepared to start the season against Dallas. Dallas is not a good football team right now, and their back's going on the IR. At least it seems, right? You have so many of these things going against you. And you know, we keep hearing, and one of the things I want to say about him is, well, you know, you don't get first-round picks. Who made that decision? So when you get rid of first-round picks to trade for a player, you are also putting more pressure on yourself to hit on mid to later round picks. So if you don't have a first round pick or a first and a second round pick in 2023.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Because of a trade you've made, well, then you better hit on Cedric Tillman when you hit on that pick. And right now, hey, maybe he's starting to come to fruition. But what about your other third-round pick in Siaki Ika, who's on the practice squad? DeJuan Jones done great. Isaiah McGuire, we'll see. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, I think that he may be a career backup. We'll see it. Cam Mitchell, that's good. Luke Whippler, that's good. Hey, these guys, if Luke Whippler could stay healthy, these guys, they're good. Are they enough to save everything? Because now you're 2-7 and everybody just keeps looking at the quarterback that you have to keep paying, who you won't even commit to publicly. Because you can't commit to him publicly, because that would probably be, I can't call you a liar, it would be a stretching of the truth. So because of that, Cam Mitchell and Luke Whippler and Isaiah McGuire and especially DeJuan Jones, these are solid football players. I think that that actually stands out as a pretty decent draft. I'll tell you that right now. But they have to be that much better because now they have to contribute with Jameis Winston or maybe Dorian Thompson-Robinson here over the second half of the season. You have a problem there. And I don't know if it's enough to save him moving forward, because if we feel this bad now, I can't imagine where the taste in our mouth is going to be coming up after December 29th or after the final game of the season against Baltimore.
The GMs that have built older, expensive teams. Remember, they were the oldest starting roster in the league this year for the starters. They have, you know, young backups, but the starters were at an age where they were the oldest roster in the league for their starting group. Mm-hmm. When you're bad and expensive and old, those GMs get fired every time. Those GMs do not survive because they don't have a lot of wiggle room to turn it around.
Yeah.
And that's what Haslam needs now, is to turn this around. And Haslam does not want to bottom out, which is oftentimes it's the easy thing to do. You just get rid of all the older players. Haslam doesn't want to do that. So do you trust Barry to do this pivot in midair, which is in many ways harder? It's the hardest thing to do. Yes. It's easy to tear down.
Well,
just ask Sashi Brown. That's easy. Sell off everybody and tank for 2 years, 3 years. That's the easy thing. Mm-hmm. I'll never understand why Sashi got so much credit for that. That's the easiest thing in the world to do. The hard thing is now doing what they're going to try to do, which is this delicate balancing act of staying good, vying for the playoffs every year, but then going from the oldest, most expensive roster in the league to something different that can still contend with the albatross of a quarterback and his contract still on the roster. That is going to be really, really hard, and I don't trust this GM to do it.
Let me ask you, well, there you go. I want to ask you point blank, do you want to separate him from the Browns?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I still don't.
At this point.
I still don't.
Well, is it just because you don't know what they're replacing him with?
That, but I also know that I don't have, like, what plan is he going to lay out for me that I know he ain't going to do that publicly? So what plan can he lay out that's going to give me confidence in him moving forward? Because I got to get this thing going. Like, we're giving all these ideas about, and I might go off on a tangent here. Like, I got asked in a message overnight, well, Ken, why don't we go after Trey Lance? So I already told you I felt about Trey Lance. No one's talking about Trey Lance. Well, why don't we go after Justin Fields? Wait a minute. Your culture is not good right now. Your culture's not good. So we're going to take one of these guys and bring them in. How are we going to make our quarterback situation any better when we just keep bringing in bad quarterbacks? You know, Justin Fields, big defender of Justin Fields, I can't say anything about the guy anymore because they got rid of him or they put him on the bench in Pittsburgh and they somehow look better with Russell Wilson and they keep winning football games. Because I was saying, well, you don't want to remove a guy when you're winning football games. Nope, they removed the guy and they kept winning football games and they look even better offensively. You know, Trey Lance can't go through a progression. Trey Lance can't read off anybody and be able to find the right read and go. He wasn't able to do that. He wasn't able to do that in college. Certainly wasn't able to do that in San Francisco. And we're getting calls over this stuff. And I go, nope, we're going to have to go after a rookie quarterback that's going to put some faith in the fan base for the franchise. Do I trust the guy making that choice? Well, when you put this draft, which again, I like the 2023 draft. When I put that draft against three first-round picks and $230 million in a basket case, I got no argument. Give me an argument. I've had plenty of time over 2 and 7 to come up with different arguments because I like him and I don't want to fire him. But I can't give you a solid argument to say that he should be trusted with the future of the franchise. I can't do it. That's my dilemma. See, you say you would separate.
I just don't think it's much of a dilemma. It's not, everything you're saying is from a guy who would replace a GM.
That's my problem.
That's what someone who would want to replace Andrew Berry would say. Everything you just said is exactly what somebody who would move on from Andrew Berry would say.
I've known you a long time. We've done this a long time together. I'll sit there and I'll give you the 2020. This is how this is going to go. I guarantee this is going to play out. We know each other well. I'll give you this laundry list of players. You're going to go Deshaun Watson. And I'm going to give you the other laundry list of players. We'll go, hey, Martin Emerson, I know it's a rough year, but whatever. You know, he's been good, and maybe he'll be good again. Alex Wright, David Bell, Perrion Winfrey. Okay, Jerome, okay, maybe the 2022 draft wasn't that good. But then you get to, okay, Greg's been a good player. You can still spin him off for talent. You still have JOK. He's fantastic. I'm going to ignore Anthony Schwartz. James Hudson's a solid enough swing tackle, and then it kind of goes to hell after that. So it's gotten actually better as the years have gone on with some of the draft picks. You have to admit that. But again, you just put it up next to 230, three first-rounders, basket case. I got no argument.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place.
Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.